This is an interesting time of year. I asked Jesse to sing one particular song, and he said, you know, okay, I can do that, but you're messing up my routine. I was going to sing all songs about football. So today being what it is, I could have done a sermon about football. I really didn't even think about it. So I missed opportunity. This sermon is not about football, not about Super Bowl or anything like that. But other things going on this time of year, and it's interesting on... You know, you can go to the store, you can see shapes of things, and you kind of know what time of year it is. I mean, we just kind of had, you know, the holiday season and Christmas, so you know if you see evergreen trees or pictures of presents and things like that, you kind of know it's Christmas time, or if we back up from there, you kind of see the cornucopia things that are on tables, or maybe some really nice... pumpkin pies or turkey, you kind of know it's Thanksgiving time, or jack-o'-lanterns, you know it's Halloween, fireworks, you know it's 4th of July, back all the way up to shamrocks, you know it's St. Patrick's Day is coming around, but what do you see a lot this time of year, right? You see a lot of, and that's supposed to be red. We're going to get a new projector one of these days, and things are going to look better, but these brown things, they're supposed to be red. So if you go to the store today, I mean, you're going to see a whole lot of hearts. In fact, it's kind of interesting that, you know, you start seeing Christmas stuff like right after Halloween. So for 2 months at the store, you see nothing but Christmas stuff. Well, what happens like the day after Christmas? They start taking all that down and putting this stuff up. So it kind of lasts almost as long as the Christmas season is Valentine's Day season. So it's just kind of interesting to me when you see all that in December, you start seeing these kind of things pop up. But it kind of brings to mind, you know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so if you are into that kind of thing, you know, a lot of cards, a lot of flowers, a lot of candy, all this kind of thing with a lot of heart shapes. Okay, so what in the world? Where am I going with this, right? There's a lot of things that we associate with the heart. And, you know, again, this time of year, you think about love and expressing that love, and you have this symbol of the heart, which is interesting. When we think about our Christian life, there's a lot to be said about what the heart means. And again, that's not just, you know, the little bit of heart, you know, that we have here, but that's what I almost associate with our core. You know, everything that flows out from our heart is really important. And when we think about our Christian heart, truly that is the heart of the matter of our life here. And what I'd like to do is talk about a few things that go along with our Christian heart here today. You know, when we read this in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God. You know, we've all heard that verse. We think about it a lot. You know, when you really think about what are you asking here? When you ask God, create in me a clean heart. When you think about something that's clean, something that's unsoiled or unstained, you know, it's virtuous or pure. You know, pure in heart, O God, is a song that we sing sometimes. We think about that. We're asking God, help us to have this clean heart. Help us to have a pure heart. And, you know, that's important because, you know, when we think about Matthew 15:18-20, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, and murder, and adultery, and sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. So why is it important for us to be asking God each and every day we go to Him in prayer, please God, create me a clean heart. Because these things come from our heart. You know, what's coming out of your mouth? What kind of speech you have? It's coming from your heart. So why do we need to have a pure and clean heart? Why is this important? Because we need to make sure we have our heart cleansed from these things. Get these things out of our heart. Because we don't need this coming out of our heart. We don't need this to come then to the surface and turn into actions, into words. That is not what we need to be having in our Christian life. So, I've got 5 things to share with you as we think about that phrase, create me a clean heart. You know, we're trying to cleanse all of these things out of our heart. What needs to be there? What do we then need to be asking God, let's make sure our heart has this in it, or our heart has this attribute to it. So that's what we're going to talk about. I've got five for you, and I've got some verses to go along with it. So the first one, let's make sure that we're asking God to create in me a strong heart. And we think about having a strong heart, you know, we think about strong, you know, a song like Be Strong and Courageous. You know, we're trying to stand up and be strong. We're able to stand firm. That's what we want our heart to be able to do, because there's a lot of things that we have to go through in this life. There's a lot of heartache that we have to deal with, you know, friends or loved ones passing away, and we have to deal with that. That's a tough thing. Or there's certain things that are going on in our life, you know, maybe the loss of a job, or, you know, stress, you know, within a family, or whatever it might be. You know, there's a lot of things we have to deal with, and that can really tear you down or really almost sink your heart. But we need to make sure we have a strong heart so that we're able to stand firm when we're going through all these kind of trials. I have two verses I'd like to share with you as far as this thought goes about having a strong heart. In Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. And then also to go with that, Psalm 27:14, be strong and let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. When we think about having a strong heart and having strength, we need to make sure, where are we looking to? Who are we looking to? Are we looking to the world and the things that go on in this world to have strength in our heart? You know, there's people that we lean on, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad we have a family here to be able to lean on. But when it comes down to it, to have the ultimate strength in our heart, we need to make sure we've got Psalm 28:7 ringing out here. The Lord is my strength and in my shield. In Him my heart trusts. Things in this world are going to fade away, and unfortunately fail at times. The Lord's not going to fail. The Lord is your strength. And that's where your heart needs to trust. And that's where and when you're going to be helped through times of struggle when your heart might feel weak. And don't lose patience. Because again, we all have things we're going through. And we all have our times of weakness and things we have to deal with. And I don't know about you guys, but it's hit me before. Where you're just asking God, why? Why you think things should be going a certain way when you're asking God for whatever you're asking in prayer. And you're saying to God, why am I not being helped how I think I should be helped? Why am I still having to deal with this? Why am I still struggling with this? And you lose patience. I have, and it's tough. But you don't want to lose patience. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. The Lord has His plans. Right? The Lord knows what's best. So don't lose heart. Don't lose your strength. Don't lose your confidence in God. But let your heart take courage to get through the struggles that you have in your life. To have the strength that you need to get through each and every day. Be patient, and He will help. And make sure you have courage in the face of adversity. So let's make sure that we're praying to God each and every day, Lord, create in me a strong heart. Next one, create in me a joyful heart. This one sounds easy, but it's not always easy. Again, you know, when you have things you're having to deal with, or, you know, you're just having to work a lot and you might be tired, or you're just having to deal with whatever you're having to deal with, and you just see and hear a lot of negativity. I get a lot of that at work. If you happen to watch the news, watch out. You know, you're just going to get slapped over the head with a lot of negativity. You know, whatever it is, it's just a lot of negative stuff going on. And it's tough. And they, again, can have an effect on your heart to where you're just down. and you just don't have that joy in your heart that you need. We sing about it all the time, having joy in our heart, being joyful pilgrims, whatever it might be. But again, it's kind of hard when a lot of things might be working against you. You know, whatever it is in your life that might be a trial or a struggle, don't forget to make sure that you're praying to God to create in me a joyful heart. You know, when, one that's full of joy, full of gladness. When you have joy in your heart, you know, it puts a smile on your face. You know, it puts a song in your heart. And it also affects how you carry yourself. You can see people that are down and are sad and are troubled and how they carry themselves versus somebody that, you know, almost has their shoulders back and just has that light kind of shining from them. They have that joy in their heart. A few verses to go along with this thought. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine. Ah, well, we take an awful lot of medicine, don't we? I have some things I have to take, you know, that's big business, vitamin supplements. You know, we take a whole lot of these things to help whatever we need help with. But you know what? A joyful heart is good medicine. And I think that is a true, definitely a true proverb here. That's something you really need to take to heart. Whenever you have joy in your heart, I think that affects a lot of things in your life. And I think this is something to be mindful of. But a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Again, when you think about how people can carry themselves, people that have joy in their heart versus people that just have so many things they're having to deal with, and it's weighing them down, and you can almost see it just weighing them down, and how they walk and how they act and how they move around. It's just tough. You can almost see the pain in their face because of not having this joy in their heart, and you can almost feel this crushed spirit. But a joyful heart is good medicine. Psalm 119, 111, your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. How do we get this joy in our heart? How do we have this happiness within us when so many things are pounding down on us and we're having to deal with so much that can cause a sad heart and all these things? God in His Word and godly things. Your testimonies are my heritage forever. You know, if you're not physically or mentally well, you need to make sure you have joy in your heart and you get that from God and God's Word. Again, your spiritual health is the most important thing that should be on your radar here, right? Because we want to get to heaven. And to make sure we are spiritually healthy, we need to make sure we have God and godly things first in our life. Your testimonies are my heritage forever. God's Word should be what we're focused on all the time. That is the food that we need to be digesting. And when we do that, and we have that kind of focus, and not on the negativity that can so often rule our hearts, we can have that joy in our heart. So create in me a joyful heart, O Lord. Yes. And we have the blueprint to do that. Create in me a compassionate heart. We think about having a compassionate heart, having a loving heart. That is so important. We really have that here, and I am so thankful for that. Because we love and care for one another. And that is so important. And when you have love and compassion in your hearts, truly caring for one another, that is a great thing. And it just helps the strength of everyone that's around you. You can help others have that joy in their hearts because you're helping them get through struggles as well. Because you have compassion in your heart. You see, you know when people are dealing with things, when they're struggling with things, you know, whatever it may be. But when you have a compassionate and loving heart for your loved ones, for the people that you're around, you have the right attitude toward them. And that is so important. A heart that loves and a heart that cares. Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts. First thing he lists here. Put on then compassionate hearts. And then things that kind of go along with a compassionate heart. Kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. There's kind of a blueprint here for a loving and compassionate heart. Kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. That's a tough one. Every time I read this verse and I come across that one's tough. And I just like to sit here for a second because I give myself as an example many a time. There's things I have to deal with in my day-to-day life at work and people I got to deal with. And I know I'm not the only one. I know you all got people you got to deal with, whether it's work or family, friends, whatever it is. You all got things you got to deal with people, and they're hard to be around and they're hard to work with. We see this instruction here about having a compassionate heart and bearing with one another. Yeah, we bear with one another here in our Christian family, but we need to bear with others as well and not let our heart get so hardened and so angry to where we don't have a loving and compassionate heart. Man, that can be hard. There are some really hard people that have a compassionate heart toward. But you know what? We need to try. We need to be the better person. We need to be the Christian that's in that situation. And make sure no matter what kind of situation is going on here, we have a heart that is compassionate. And if one has a complaint against another, you forgive. All right? Have a forgiving heart. This one's tough. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, create me a loving heart. Create me a compassionate heart. And that's easy maybe at times to do within these four walls. But I encourage you to extend that beyond these four walls. When we ask God to create in me a loving and compassionate heart, that needs to go out to everyone we're around. When we talk about shining God's light through our life, we're shining God's love through our life. Right? So, my encouragement to you is to make sure you're praying each and every day to create in me a loving and compassionate heart. Not only to the ones here with our family in this congregation, but to the people that we're around each and every day. Because that kind of light needs to be shining. And man, it can be hard. But you know what? Nobody said it was going to be easy to be a Christian. And we can do it. And I think we all can do better each and every day. Right? We can do it. One more verse for you with this point. Luke 10, 25 through 28. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test. Just that point's kind of absurd that somebody's going to put Christ to the test. But of course it was a lawyer doing this. A lawyer stood up to put him to the test saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, All right, what is written in the law? You're a lawyer. What's written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, There you go. You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. How important is it to have a loving and compassionate heart? Our projector is about to kick the bucket, so I apologize. It's making all sorts of racket here. So I will read. and you guys can listen, or I'll give you time to turn to these. I would suggest turning it off and turning it back on like we did earlier. So again, Luke 10:25-28. How important is it to have a loving and compassionate heart? When the Lord is asked, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. So with everything that you have, everything that you are, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. You can go ahead and turn that off if you can. Did you? No, I'd turn it off, leave it off for a bit. So if you do these things, you will live. I'm going to keep pointing to this like you can see it up here, but you can't. So again, when we think about having a loving and compassionate heart, why is that important? You know, when we think about the greatest commands, love one another and love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's why it's important to be asking God each and every day, Lord, create in me a loving and compassionate heart. Next one, which you can't see up here, so you'll just have to listen, and I will say it. Create in me a thankful heart. So a heart that's full of gratitude, a heart that's full of appreciation. Again, that's something that we talk about a lot around Thanksgiving, maybe toward the end of the year, about being thankful, and that's a good thing. That's something that needs to carry on throughout the whole year, not just one part of the year, but a whole year. In Psalm 86:12-13, that reads, I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever, for great is your steadfast love toward me. Why should we have a thankful heart? Okay, it's easy to say, I need to have a thankful heart. Why should I have a thankful heart? For great is your steadfast love toward me. When we think about what God has done for each and every one of us, all that we have, all that we are, how great is your steadfast love toward me? Well, there's why you should be thankful. I give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever because your love is so great for me. And we recognize that. We should. We should recognize that each and every day of our life. So that's why we need to have a thankful heart. Colossians 3:16-17, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We think about all that we do here, you know, in our services. We teach, we sing. You know, those are things that, again, we need to be doing with thankfulness in our hearts. But then, the last part of that verse, whatever you do in word or deed, A, do everything in the name of the Lord, and do it with thanksgiving in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father through Him, being thankful and appreciative for each and every day that we have, being thankful and appreciative for each and every opportunity we have to be able to shine God's light through us, to be able to share the gospel with somebody, to be able to teach somebody, to be able to sing God's story to somebody, either with song or with the song through our heart, whatever it might be. But again, having a thankful heart, one that understands, one that recognizes how truly God has blessed us, each and every one, each and every day. And to be able to express that thanksgiving through our life and through our prayers. When we thank our Heavenly Father for loving and caring for us each and every day. That's why we need to have thankful hearts and not to take for granted and not just have the attitude of, I'm owed this. You know, I'm living this best life. I deserve all these things. No. God loves us, and we need to recognize who God is in our life and to truly be thankful each and every day. I have one more for you. And the last one, I still have it up here. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Is create in me a devoted heart. Create in me a heart that's loyal, one that's dedicated, and one that's devout. First, I'd like to share with you, it's actually four verses from Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is a really long chapter, but there are so many good verses to go along with that. It's not centered. How about that? I would restart that and just worry about getting Jesse's song up there. I've only got a couple more slides with the sermon, so I'm less worried about the sermon, more worried about the song. So Psalm 119, so you can take that off if you want. Psalm 119, and I'm going to be jumping around verse 2, verse 10, verse 11, verse 34. So it's all from Psalm 119. And again, we are thinking about creating in me a devoted heart. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. What's your priority? Again, when we think about creating me a devoted heart, what's the priority in your life? Is it stuff? Is it money? Is it other things? What's coming from your heart? What's at your core? What's your focus? Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Our heart should be seeking God each and every day. And how do we seek God? We seek him through his word. We have all things that we need in the Bible, in his word. There's our priority. Seek him. Keep his commandments. Keep his testimonies with our whole heart. In Psalm 119, verse 10, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Okay, we are seeking God. We're trying to follow his commandments. Now again, we're asking God here to help me not stray. Help me not wander from that path. We've got the path set out before us in God's word, and we're trying to follow that. Have a devoted heart to follow God. Sometimes we stray off that path, don't we? Yeah. I know I do. So let's make sure when we ask God for that devoted heart, it's one that's going to keep me from wandering from that path. With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. And then that same chapter, verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We're seeking God's word. We're asking not, help me not to wander. Let's keep our focus. Let's keep our path. How do we do that? Store it in your heart. It's not just something that we just kind of, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes you read things and you forget what you just read. That happens all the time, right? We really take to heart God's word. We are devoted to it, right? We store it up in our heart. Wow, that's where it can really have an effect, right? It's not just something that's on the surface. It's not just something that we just casually brush by and brush through, and we don't really let it sink in. Let it sink into your heart. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then again, Psalm 119, down to verse 34. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. When we're storing up God's word in our heart, we're really going to absorb it. We're going to focus on it. And with God's help, we're going to understand and be able to apply all the things that we're gaining from God and God's Word. And when we can have all these things with these four verses that I pointed out, it's going to help us have a devoted heart to God, to be able to walk in His paths, and to be able to be a strong Christian, because it's not just something that we're just casually doing, being a casual Christian, as if that's such a thing. I don't think it is. I think it's something that we are devoted to. When we say we're a Christian, we're devoted to God, and we're going to walk in His paths, and we need to take all these things to heart. So, there's my five things for you here today. When we think about creating in me a clean heart, O God, such a simple verse, but it's so powerful when you think about how. How can I have a clean heart? Ask God, pray to God, and make sure that you're trying your best each and every day to have a strong heart, to having a compassionate and loving heart, a joyful heart, a thankful heart, and a heart that is devoted to God and godly things. Take all those things. Now, how strong a heart do you have? Yeah. That's going to be a strong heart that is devoted to God. And that's what we need. I have one more verse for you. It is Proverbs 4:23, which says, "Keep your heart with all diligence." So we've just talked about all these things that we need to make sure we have God in our hearts, and to make sure our heart is as effective as it can be to serve God. Let's make sure that we keep it that way with everything we've got, with all diligence, with all the effort that we can have and we can put to it, to make sure that we have those attributes in our heart. "Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." How are we going to get to heaven? How are we going to make sure that we're walking the path to heaven? Make sure all these things are in our heart. Make sure that we're keeping our heart with all diligence, because from it flow the springs of life. It's pretty cool imagery there. We read a verse earlier. What's flowing out of your mouth is coming from your heart. You know, eternal life can be flowing from our heart. Because again, when we think about being the best Christian that we can be, that needs to be at our core. It needs to be coming from here, right? It's not just lip service. It's coming from the heart. So let's make sure that we have that clean heart. Jesse's going to be singing the song that I asked him to sing today. And the invitation song is going to be, "Is Thy Heart Right with God?" And you can go ahead and try to put it up, Lester, so let's see how it looks. Hey, here we go. All right. "Is Thy Heart Right with God?" That's my question for you today. This is a question song, and it's a good question. If your heart isn't where it needs to be, let's make that right now. All right? If you've struggled and God's not at the center of your heart, at your core of who you are, make that right. If you've not been baptized into Christ, then Christ isn't at your core. You need to make sure Christ is at your core and to make your life right with Him now. And if you've fallen away, and again, you've let other things get in your heart, creep into your heart, and push God out, let's make sure, let's get Him back in. And if you need prayers of strength and encouragement, forgiveness, whatever it might be, we're here to help you. We can do that with you. Or you can stand there and pray to God and ask for forgiveness and ask God, "Please, God, make my heart right again. Create in me a clean heart." So whatever your needs are, just make it right. Let's stand and sing.